Hello and welcome to another edition of WTF Just Happened Today, your essential guide to making the news make sense. It's Monday, March 9th, 2026, and I'm Matt Keiser. Today's edition was written and edited by me, and this audio version was narrated using text-to-speech and a clone of my voice. Same stories, just rewritten for audio. Now, here's what just happened today. First up, Trump claimed that fighting in Iran was very complete, pretty much, and would end very soon, but then threatened to strike Iran at a much, much harder level if Tehran disrupted oil supplies. That came as Brent crude briefly spiked to nearly $120 a barrel, its highest since Russia's 2022 invasion of Ukraine, and as the White House and other G7 countries discussed a possible coordinated release of crude oil from strategic reserves. The U.S. was also waiving some oil-related sanctions to ease prices, including a waiver allowing certain countries to buy Russian oil. Next, Trump demanded Iran's unconditional surrender, even as a classified U.S. intelligence assessment concluded that even a large-scale military assault was unlikely to lead to regime change in Iran. The National Intelligence Council report found that Iran's establishment would follow succession protocols to preserve continuity of power, even if Ayatollah Ali Khamenei was killed. Trump said there would be no deal except unconditional surrender, and said the war should end with the selection of a great and acceptable leaders. Meanwhile, Russia provided Iran with intelligence after the U.S.-Israeli war started, including satellite and other targeting data on U.S. warships, aircraft, radar, and military personnel. The material indicated that Moscow was sharing information, not directing Iranian strikes. When asked about it, Trump said, "What a stupid question that is to be asking at this time." In other news, the U.S. economy lost 92,000 jobs in February, its third loss in 5 months, and the unemployment rate rose to 4.4%. The losses spread across nearly every major sector, and downward revisions to December and January brought job growth over the last 3 months to effectively zero. A Kaiser Permanente nurses' strike sidelined about 31,000 healthcare workers, while manufacturing lost 12,000 jobs, construction lost 11,000, and leisure and hospitality lost 27,000. Also, the FBI subpoenaed records from the Arizona Senate's 2021 review of roughly 2.1 million Maricopa County ballots, expanding the Trump administration's criminal investigation of the 2020 presidential election beyond Georgia. The physical ballots were destroyed under state records retention laws, but the Senate kept digital images, absentee envelopes, vote tallies, and server software from the audit, which confirmed Biden won the state. Chris Mays called the inquiry the weaponization of federal law enforcement. Finally, Trump threatened to not sign any legislation until Congress passes the Save America Act, a bill that would require proof of citizenship and photo ID to vote in federal elections. Trump said the legislation must be done immediately and supersedes everything else. The House passed the bill last month, but it needs 60 votes in the Senate, where Democrats said they'll block it, putting other legislation at risk, including a bill to fund the Department of Homeland Security. That's all for now. You can find the full edition and all the cited sources at WTFJHT.com. And if you have a minute, help me improve this audio edition, WTFJHT.com/feedback. Thanks for listening. I'm Matt Keiser, and I'm glad you're here.